When lawmakers and Governor Peter Shumlin gave final approval to the fiscal year 2015 state budget back in May, they assumed a 4.8% increase in revenues over the coming year. But it turns out the economic recovery isn't going quite as well as they'd hoped. Economists for the administration and legislature are now forecasting only a 3% increase in revenues, and while that means elected officials will have to trim 2% from the state's $1.4 billion general fund budget, the Democratic governor says it shouldn't be cause for alarm.
This really is no different than when a family thinks they have a raise coming. They get a raise, but the raise is a little smaller than they had projected.
Shumlin says raising taxes to fill the gap is out of the question, something lawmakers wouldn't be able to do anyway without calling all of their 180 members back to Montpelier for a special summer session. Shumlin says he also won't allow for cuts to the portion of general fund spending that goes to pay for schools. Calais Representative Janet Ansel, the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Ways and Means, says avoiding reductions to that school spending will prevent property taxpayers from having to foot the bill for this latest downgrade.
I think it's the right thing to do, but it does mean that the cuts need to be deeper.
Shumlin has directed the heads of all government departments to come up with new budget plans that would cut 4% from this year's spending. Shumlin says his cabinet will then review the options and submit a final rescission proposal to lawmakers on August 11th.
We'll make the cuts wherever we feel we can do it with the least hardship for Vermonters.
Caledonia Senator Jane Kitchell is the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Appropriations. Kitchell says the mid-year budget correction facing lawmakers now pales in comparison to the ones they faced during the Great Recession. Still, she says the cuts could be steep and painful.
Whether it'll mean benefit reductions, whether it means that in some programs you have the ability to create waiting lists, it's not an easy task.
Economist Tom Cavett said lower than expected gains in personal income and sales and use taxes, the two largest sources of general fund revenue, figured significantly in the latest downgrade. While the economy is showing signs of improvement, Cavett says signals are mixed. Take Vermont's unemployment rate, which at 3.3% is second lowest in the nation. Cavett says that might sound like a good thing, but he says that in many areas of the state, the statistic has more to do with the loss of workers than the creation of jobs.
So shrinking labor force will make the unemployment rate look good, but you're not really getting it through job creation.
Members of the legislature's Joint Fiscal Committee say they aim to pass a rescission plan as soon as possible. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.